Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Jennifer Esler, President and CEO of the Elliott Museum in Stuart. After a $20 million rebuild, the Elliott will reopen on Sunday, March 3rd. Jennifer, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me about the process of rebuilding, revisioning the Elliott, if you will. How did you do that? How did that all come about?
Well, it was before I arrived, but I can tell you what I've heard about the rebuilding planning for the new Elliott Museum. The old Elliott Museum had been through two hurricanes early in the last decade. And they were approached one day by a woman who was looking to place her father's automobile collection, and or rather commercial Model A truck collection. And so she began a conversation which led to the revisioning. So on the one hand, there was a need for creating more space to accept this collection. On the other hand, there was a really good close look at a 50-year-old structure that had some issues with it that they needed to address. So out of that came a series of planning sessions where the board and some community stakeholders started to envision a new facility that would take the museum in a different direction. And that's how it got started. It took many years of planning, as new museum construction projects always do. A lot of conversation with a lot of different people. You know, a museum like this is built from the inside out. You have to identify the spaces and the needs that you have for the collection. And then the architect takes that information and designs a building around that concept.
So what are we going to find at the new Elliott?
Well, the new Elliott is a museum of art and history and technology. And we're going to do those three major subject areas by traditional museum installations as well as more interactive experiences. So we're looking, for example, in our new 3,000 square foot changing exhibition gallery to hold a lot of art exhibitions that'll be more traditional. But right across the hallway, we have a wonderful art studio, and we have a whole slate of classes that people can take in the art studio, from young children up to experienced artists and adults. So if you're interested in taking art classes, that's the more interactive part of what we're offering. The technology part is really focusing on the automobile and vehicle collection. So as you enter into the auto gallery, you're going to pass an exhibit that is called The Struggle for Power, which will look at the discussions that we went through early in the history of the automobile about how to power our vehicles, whether through electricity or steam or through gasoline. And of course, that's a discussion that's still going on today. And then when you enter the auto gallery, there's an amazing, innovative car racking system to display the bulk of the vehicle collection. And that is a large three-story system or three-level system that will have a robot that will go and get a vehicle and bring it down to display it on a turntable right in front of where people are standing.
I'm speaking today with Jennifer Esler, President and CEO of the Elliott Museum in Stuart, about the museum's reopening. You still have the baseball gallery?
We do. The second floor of the museum is slated to be used for our Treasure Coast history exhibits. However, our opening changing exhibit is so large, we're going to put off opening our history galleries until about October of this year. So when you come in, you'll be able to see our first changing exhibition, which is Leonardo da Vinci's Machines in Motion. And we thought this is a fabulous exhibit for us because it really intersects those three subject areas of art and history and technology. But among the second floor exhibits is the baseball exhibit. We have over 650 baseball cards, many of which are signed, and we have over 270 signed baseballs on exhibit, as well as some signed baseball bats. So you'll be able to go there and look up your favorite player and think about the wonderful baseball games you've seen.
So on a personal note, what is this like for you getting ready for a museum opening?
It's very full of activity is the best thing I can describe. It's exhilarating. It's a little stressful, but it's wonderful to be able to work with a wonderful team of people on the board and the staff, all of whom are working flat out to make this happen. And the new Elliott Museum will be very gratifying for all of us because it'll be a great resource for the Treasure Coast.
I've been speaking today with Jennifer Esler with the Elliott Museum in Stuart. The museum will reopen this Sunday, March 3rd. To find out more, go to their website, elliottmuseum.org. Jennifer, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much, Drew.